This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hurricane Dorian continues to track up the U.S. eastern seaboard after making landfall over Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and devastating the Bahamas. Forecasters say that it's moving across Nova Scotia by late Saturday or Saturday night. National Hurricane Center expects Dorian to continue to produce life-threatening storm surges and dangerous winds along parts of the states of North Carolina and Virginia coast. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that the parent agency to the National Weather Service is defending President Trump for his Sunday tweet about the state of Alabama being threatened by Hurricane Dorian.
Sunday, after President Trump had tweeted Alabama was going to be hit hard by Hurricane Dorian, a spokesman for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said the current forecast path of Dorian does not include Alabama. That was Sunday. Now the agency says President Trump was right in his tweet and that the information that he was provided demonstrated tropical storm force winds could impact Alabama.
AP's Jackie Quinn. Hong Kong leaders are limiting transportation services to the airport this Saturday to try to prevent any demonstrations from taking place over the weekend. 63-year-old Jorge Agostinho, a tourist from South Africa, has been impacted.
I'm not sure what this, I don't know the whole thing, so I don't have comments on that. But for me as a passenger, I want to come through and I want to be assured that I'm safe. And this is what I'm saying, the airport has made it easier for me to relax.
Some protesters have called for renewed demonstrations at Hong Kong's airport, although earlier this week, Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam announced that her government will formally withdraw an extradition bill that would be allowed, would have been allowed, and that bill was initially what sparked the protest in Hong Kong. This is VOA News. Officials say Friday that Taliban militants conducted an overnight attack on the western Afghan city of Farah. There was no immediate word about casualties among Afghan forces or the Taliban. On Thursday, the NATO-led military alliance and an American soldier and the Romanian soldier were killed in action in Kabul. A prisoner exchange has apparently begun between Russia and Ukraine. It was not immediately clear how many prisoners are involved in that swap. The head of the defense team for 24 Ukrainian sailors who were captured last year by Russia told the French news agency that all the sailors would be released. The sailors were apprehended when Russia seized their vehicles off of Crimea. Federal prosecutors say actress Felicity Huffman should spend time behind bars for her role in the college admissions scandal. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston, in a filing before a judge, says Felicity Huffman's sense of entitlement, or at least moral cluelessness, facilitated by wealth and insularity, led her to buy a fake SAT score for her daughter. And because of that, she should spend a month in jail when sentenced next Friday for paying $15,000 for someone to correct her daughter's SAT answers. Her lawyers say she should get probation, a fine, and community service. In her letter she wrote to the judge, Huffman says she had talked herself into believing she was giving her daughter a fair shot at school, only to betray her and fail her family. I'm Tim McGuire.
Nigerian entrepreneur Basil Onowigbu became one of the victims of the latest spate of xenophobic attacks in South Africa when his car dealership was burned down earlier this week. We get more from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Police are unable to say what has triggered the attacks, but high unemployment, widespread poverty, and income disparities have all been blamed. Last week, hundreds of protesters in Pretoria attacked mostly foreign-owned businesses. Police fired rubber bullets at the crowds. Up until now, South African authorities have largely blamed the attacks on criminals. But its foreign minister has now conceded that some of it was being driven by Afrophobia, resentment of other Africans living and working there. The attacks have claimed at least 10 lives. Two of those were immigrants. Over 400 people have been arrested in connection with the violence.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder. U.S. health officials are again warning users of e-cigarettes to reconsider their habit of vaping, as another person died from a lung illness possibly tied to the practice. They've identified 450 possible cases across the U.S. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
In broadcast, it's today.